Now, Turkey has slammed Israel for its, quote, lawless occupation of Palestinian territories. In a tweet, spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on Israel to end its brutal oppression of the Palestinian people. The tweet stresses that questioning Turkey's offensive against the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters in Syria will not help Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his domestic troubles. The Turkish foreign minister also attacked Netanyahu in a tweet, describing him as, quote, a cold-blooded killer. Then Netanyahu started accusing Erdogan of occupying Cyprus. He also said that Erdogan's army is massacring the Kurds. Turkey broke its diplomatic ties with Israel in 2010 after Israeli forces killed 9 Turkish people during an attack on a Turkish flagship near the Gaza Strip. Well, now go to Edinburgh. We have Mick Napier, who's with the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, joining us. Good to see you, sir. You hear the Turkish officials and Netanyahu trading barbs at one another, each one blaming the other one of occupation of all sorts. What's the root cause of this?
Well, I'd like to concentrate exclusively on the notion of lawlessness for the Palestinians under Israeli control. And I would say we need to qualify that, because Israel governs partly through laws. They pass laws, for example, recently, saying that only Jews in Palestine have any rights to self-determination and Palestinians do not. When the army turns up to a Palestinian home with a bulldozer to demolish the home, they bring a permit. It's been issued by a legally constituted authority, some Israeli judge. Israel takes over Ottoman law to say that, and it was quite a good law actually, to say that land that lies unused for 3 years is to be confiscated by the state. Pretty good in principle, but in Israel, the Israelis build steel fences to prevent Palestinians reaching their land. And then after 3 years, they say that they haven't visited their land and thus confiscate it. The Israelis used part of the British colonial legal system, whereby Palestinians can be detained, anyone can be detained, but it only applies to Palestinians, can be detained without trial for an indefinite period, as long as it's renewed every 6 months. So there is a legal system there. It's utterly saturated with racist privilege for Jews, and you know, the denial of equal rights to Palestinians, and this is quite open, and you know, it's in the law. Palestinians don't operate in a lawless situation, one could argue. There is a legal framework within which they appear before Israeli courts. The problem is the Israeli courts, the military courts that they go to, have a virtually 100% conviction rate. Palestinians have no chance whatsoever of avoiding a harsh penalty. An Israeli who kills a Palestinian will be subjected to the full rigor of the law and may, if he's caught on video, may serve a year in prison for killing a Palestinian. It's unlikely, but it can happen. Palestinians who throw a stone will be subjected to 10 years in prison for every stone that they throw against the soldiers who abuse them. But this is codified in law, the demolition of homes. Some villages, Palestinian communities, which are older than the state of Israel, are not recognized by that state legally. They are unrecognized and can be subjected to lack of water, lack of electricity, lack of the necessities of life. In terms of water, there are regulations whereby Jewish settlers can dig deep wells in order to access water from aquifers, but Palestinians are not permitted to dig equally deeply to access the water. The end result is, in a land where water is the essence of life and very scarce, Palestinians are denied the water which is taken by the settlers. And there's a legal framework. That said, there is, of course, the reality that settlers can abuse, can beat, can kidnap, can burn down olive trees, can pump sewage onto Palestinians' land. And soldiers who are well aware of this take no action whatsoever. So there's certainly that kind of lawlessness, but it takes place within also the opposite, a system of law, which is an apartheid system.
That's right. Okay, thank you for that. That was Mike Napier, was with Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, joining us from Edinburgh.